everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today we're going to do like part two of the topic resilience. How do I get resilience? How do I build it into my life? And I want to describe a picture to you, and a lot of you would know this from the show that you would watch on TV, but if not, hopefully I describe it enough that you would understand what I'm trying to share. There's a program on TV called Survivor, where different contestants come away often to an island because they have to survive this island, but they're given these different competitions, projects. They have to do it often in a team, but also individually. And some of the competitions that they do against each other or against the two teams, they've got to, like, you know, run under logs and over things, and the team members have to help each other to get to the top of this tower to grab a puzzle piece, which when they come down, they get the puzzle pieces, and once they've got them all, they have to put them all together, and the team that wins it basically wins a place to not get out of the competition, and the other team then have to be voted on who's the weakest link and which person they're going to vote out. And it makes me feel like when they start out, some of the competitions, the activities that they do are of less difficulty of, less difficulty than some of the ones that are later on. Because as they whittle away the different contestants, sometimes it's the stronger person, not necessarily in body, but could be stronger in personality, can be stronger in, body, strength of muscle. It could be stronger in focus, stronger in actually playing a game, because it is a game. It is a game of tactics and different things. It comes to just feel like to me that it's like you've got to have resilience. Like one of the latter competitions that they often do is they've got everyone dives in, and there might be five people left, and they dive in and have to swim to this platoon and climb up and hop on this pole that's very narrow, but they're only allowed to stand on the pole with one leg. And they have to balance, and the person that lasts the longest on the pole wins. Oh my goodness, how much resilience would you need? Yes, you need strength of muscle, but it's also your mind. I can do this. I can balance. I can cope. You know, they're standing there, and there was some that the last two that were on these poles, it started to rain. It started to get dark. They were shivering. They were getting cold. The muscles were getting tired and sore. And the camera would go from one to the other, looking at the different competitors that were left. And the person that was more resilient lasted. Now, we're not playing a game of Survivor as such, but we do want to do well in our life. We do want to reach the end where we get the prize of eternal life with our God. And that's available to everybody. So if you're watching or listening, this is available to everybody. But it's like we need to in our life, and it starts from when we're young. And some people get it quicker than others. Some people have the ability to do it better than others at different times. But we all are given different opportunities to become more resilient. And the resilience in regards to our faith walk, our journey with our God. And again, if you don't know God, you can start from today. Doesn't matter where we start, as long as we start and we work towards becoming stronger and more resilient with our God. So no matter who we are, or how life is currently going or has gone, we don't know what's into the future, one thing is inevitable, that our faith will be tested. Our faith in God, our trust in God, do we believe what he says? Do we stand on his word? Do we stand on the truth? Life happens. Things happen to us. Just everyday life of, it could be I'm I catch the train every day to work, and one day the train, I'm running late, but the train's running early, say, and then you miss the train. And like, do I get so angry and annoyed that everybody hears about it? Or do I build resilience in my life and think, oh, I've got to get the next train. I've got to, you know, go and do something else. I've got to maybe get up earlier because, you know, today I slept in or something. But you might think it's not resilience, but it's where do I go back to after these situations where it hasn't done well, where the plans of my life didn't work out. I didn't get that promotion. So do I get depressed and angry and aggressive and whatever, or do I go, okay, I'm now going to work hard to get the next one. I'm going to be diligent and positive in the aspect that God didn't want me to have that job. Or if he did, I'm not ready for it, so he's waiting. There's a lot of ways that we can help in our attitude of mind in building resilience. These challenges can range from our everyday struggles and disappointments to life-changing losses. The quality of our faith in God, our faith in relationships, our faith in life is revealed during these testing times. Everyone can be wonderful and peaceful and calm and magnificent and kind to everyone around them when things are going well. But when things aren't, it tests you. It tests your identity. It tests your ability to be resilient. It tests, and what's resilience? How do I build it into my life? Sometimes it's when things do happen, you assess, how did I react with that? How did I go? And deciding, I don't like how I reacted, let me decide to go. And next time something comes along, I'm going to act like this. So it is decision making. Consider it. And in a way, we don't like to hear this, but this is what happens. Consider it sheer gift. When tests and challenges come at you from all sides, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced. So when you're in a situation and your things happen and you're forced in the situation, it's a test, not necessarily a test that God sent you. It is just a test, though. Where is my faith? Where do I trust? Who do I trust? Do I trust anybody? Do I just rely on me? And I don't know about you, but I know I'm weak in many, many, many areas. So you don't want to rely on me for everything. It tests our fabric of who we are, of how we've been made, but not only been made in nature, but how nurture has drawn us along and trained us, because there is nurture from our family and culture. But then there is also decisions that we can make that can build greater faith, greater resilience within us. I'll give you an example. I'm learning that God often uses these challenges to help me understand the reality of the condition of me, of my faith and beliefs at this particular point in time. By forcing sometimes to confront the truth, I need to face the truth of what has happened, how I acted, what I said, what I did. Then I can change. Because if I don't see what I've done and how maybe I could have done better, acted better, reacted better, then I'm never going to change. God is helping me to become mature, well-developed, and ready for the next stage of my life. So think about the survivor competitions. The first few are fairly easy, but the latter ones aren't, because they're trying to make you more resilient as you go along to see, in their circumstance, to get the winner. God wants us to be resilient along the way in our journey of life, because we all want to win. We all win the prize when we journey with him and we get to the end goal, the goal that he has set for us. And it can be different for everybody, but the thing that is the same is he wants us to journey with him, to have a relationship with our God, and ultimately trust in him totally, total surrender, total love, total giving. So what obstacles are you facing in your life that God is using to mature you, to develop and prepare you for the next stage he has for you? You know, think of a career. When you first start out, you might be the junior in the office and you get given the jobs that are, you know, post the letter, do, you know, clean out this storeroom, you know, send off this letter, type this, can you go grab this for me from such and such? But as you grow and develop and maybe get promotions, you then become someone who often then speaks to others to do the jobs for you, to share with them how you want it done. But you've had to build knowledge, understanding, resilience along the way, because when you're in higher ranks, there's higher responsibility, there's higher fallback if things don't go well. Whereas a junior just go, oh, that's the junior. They didn't know, but a manager should have known. So when things come our way, are we building? So this is how you can get more resilience. Are you building things into your life so that you can have strong foundations and stand firm? You know, you've got to control your feelings and emotions. We all have them. But instead of getting totally angry and frustrated with everybody, understandably in different situations, that's the thing that comes to mind straight away, or it comes to the fore. But sometimes you have to squash that so that you can mitigate the problem. You can still be annoyed and upset, but not to the point of so anger you can't think straight. Everybody else, say if you're the manager, everybody else below you is destroyed because you've obliterated them with, you know, what words come out of your mouth. No, you've got to assess the situation, say, okay, where can I go from here? So you're looking at, how can I fix this? How can I make it better? How can I learn for the next time? Used to happen at my work. I'd go, well, I didn't train that junior well. So next time I would actually put guidelines of what to do when a situation came up. When the phone call came, this is how you answer the phone. Because I realized someone didn't know how to answer the phone until they answered and go, hello? You're in a business. You don't just go, hello, my name is so-and-so. This is, you know, whatever the title of the business was. How can I help you? Not just, hello? But I realized I had not trained the junior. So how could I get annoyed and angry at them? I actually got annoyed and angry at myself. And so I learned to put things into place so the junior could build resilience, basically, because what's resilience? When things happen, you can be elastic enough to work out what to do, but then come back to, say, the normal calm, the normal way life would be, because things happen. So we need to look at, how do I make my circumstances not always smooth, because it's not always possible, but how do I then plow through the rough ways ahead? How do I make sure people don't necessarily have to like me, but will follow my directions, will follow me? Because otherwise, sometimes you can make them all your friends, but no one's the leader then to lead them to when there are difficulties. There are times when you've got to, come on, guys, put your life belts on. There's tough waters ahead. We're going to move forward. And it's a training in that. It's building muscle resilience. It's building determination, perseverance. You know, it's good for you. Just like a body, if you want to get stronger muscles and you want to last longer, you put in the training, you lift weights, you do things. It's the same in life. And if you don't do the training, you won't get to where you maybe want to be, where you want to go. So it's responsive. You need to be responsive and understand how God is helping me to adapt. That's what resilience is, helping me to adapt, and God helps me in that. How do I learn and understand how God is calling me to grow, be better in all areas? And understanding that God is in control, so I don't need to worry. The focus is, okay, I've got to focus on this, I've got to do my best, but God's in charge. If I didn't get the promotion and I did the best I could, for some reason God didn't want me to have that. He's got something better for me, or he wants me to stay where I am because it's where I should be, helping where I am. A builder is resilient because they've worked to build the solid foundation. Their faith in God remains intact, even when it's battered by wind, rain, floods. So let's assess how we are building and make the choice to build on solid foundations. When our faith is tested, Scripture teaches us and helps us to teach us how to react correctly, better, the best way to do it. You know, Martha and Mary are at their house and Jesus has come over, and Martha's cleaning and cooking and getting it all ready for Jesus. And Mary's just sitting at his feet, listening to him, you know, drawing everything in that he's sharing about. And Martha gets annoyed. Why aren't you helping me, Mary? Mary, come and help me. And then she turns on Jesus and said, can't you see I need help? And Jesus said, we know this story, but Jesus has said, Martha, Martha, there's always going to be work to be done. There's always things that have to be done. But at this time, right now, I need someone to be with me. Now, they didn't quite understand that he was going soon to go to walk to his death and carry the cross and be nailed to the cross and die for us. He wanted to be around people he loved. He needed to be able to be, I guess, in that lovely family loving situation of people that he loved and people sitting with him that love him. And Mary recognized that and said, though, to Martha, you've done a good thing, but Mary's done the best thing. So the resilience is, you might be doing a good thing, but resilience shows us as we learn to grow to do better things. When we're juniors, we didn't know, but now that we're maybe seniors or managers or wherever we are in our career, wherever we are in our household, we always want to do better. God wants us to grow, not to be stagnant, not to stay the same, to grow in all areas. So we want to respond in by not underestimating the value of discipline, the value of, we don't have to justify our actions, but we want to know, well, I did it this way because Scripture encourages me to be kinder. Scripture tells me to build a good foundation. We don't want to refuse to change because it's so hard, because it is. Who wants to be told, you're not doing this right, you need to change in this area? And it doesn't have to be person. God, the Holy Spirit can whisper, our conscience can whisper. We can see it in areas of our life ourselves. We don't want to get depressed. We don't want to quit because our emotions are all, you know, upset and we're angry and we're frustrated and, oh, that's it, I'm just throwing in the towel. That's not resilience. That's not being able to stand and last. Because then every time a situation that doesn't work the way we want it, we'll just throw in the towel. Just give up, just give up, just give up. We've met people like that. Got to build resilience. And as parents, we try to do that with our children. No, you haven't done well in that. Why don't we work out a way of getting better and let's push through? Because if you push through, you can actually cope better when the next thing comes that might come in your life that isn't as good or as well as you've wanted it to be. We learn, we embrace God's training, face the facts, take responsibility and change to the best ability that we have. But the blessing is in resilience. We can go to our God, Lord, I need to stand stronger. I need to change in this area. Could you help me? Could you grace me? Could you strengthen me? And when we go that little bit, God says, well done. Now I draw you to go a bit deeper, a bit stronger, a bit more stretching in me, with me, through me. So hopefully that's helped you a bit in how do I become resilient? By working on it. By when situations come, assessing, did I do well in that? No, I didn't. I didn't do that well. I didn't answer well here. I didn't even, you know, put into place then next time I'm going to do this. Now we might get it wrong again, but at least next time we'll go, okay, I need to remember that list that I've written or whatever. And we'll get there. With God, we'll get there. If we do it in our own strength, we'll never get there. So let's ask our God to help us to become more resilient so that we can stand strong and firm and content and peaceful even when, remember, even when the environment around us isn't well, isn't good, is rough. Because our God can help us. He walks with us. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, you desire us to become more resilient so that we can stand strong and firm in our faith, in our belief, and trust in you. That we can stand strong and firm when environments aren't good, in whatever situation we are in. That we can learn to change when we need to change, but we can learn actually in many ways to stay stubborn when we need to stay stubborn, because there are times when it is good to just stay firm. No, this is what I believe in. I'm not going to be swayed by other people's thoughts or environment. Lord God, we ask you to come and help us, and we trust in you and grace us to be stronger so that one day we all reach that finishing line. And we all become have the victory or become the survivor. Not just to survive and grit our teeth, but to win the prize that you have for us. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name.